Well, sometimes it was word of mouth, because a lot, some of the users used to be at the Crescent Resource Centre, and they'd say, "Oh, I've got help, you know, much better than that." So initially, people identified as probably in need that were having a bit of home care service, but it wasn't meeting their need, and they're being put to bed. So some clients transferred over from the normal home care service over to us, so that we could give them more flexible time and things like that. From the service user, I think once they actually accepted support, they were highly delighted from it. As some service users, we had to be a bit devious into putting service in, because you see, what I found was, is you've got to have a very strong marriage. If suddenly your partner becomes very ill with MS or something that demands a lot of time, A, it's difficult for you to cope, and B, I found the most huge learning curve was the intrusiveness of people coming in morning, noon and night to assist your partner. I mean, if that happened to me, I'd be putting the gym bottles away the night before, you know what I mean? I'd have to have a good old tidy up. If somebody came into my partner, I thought, oh, they're going to look in the bottle, oh, I'm flushed the truck. You know what I mean? It's a huge intrusive thing that you don't realise. So unless you've got a very strong marriage, it can be very, very difficult. So you have to really highlight it at the time also, carers' needs, and that really came into the assessment.